The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah. Get ready for Daily Pop. Hold on. It's Daily Pop, everybody. Yeah. Tiffany Haddish is joining us live in just a few minutes, and you know it's going to be lit.
Litty lit.
Plus, Jesse Williams just broke the internet. We will tell you why. And Jessica and Justin hit the red carpet. I am back with Lonnie Love and Terry Hatcher.
Good morning.
You look so refreshing.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
And Tiffany is watching us. She's eating cereal. So we got to get to this so we can get to her.
Yeah, I'm hungry now.
Let's do it. You guys, I'm so sorry. I'm going to do this on the fly because I feel like there are more pressing things. I'm going to skip the first story to get to the second story because we got to talk about Jesse Williams right now. Yes.
Oh, my
Jesse
goodness.
Williams. Well, you guys, there is a lot of buzz about the Grey's Anatomy star, Jesse Williams, and it's all because he is showing his anatomy. Oh. An illegally recorded video of him in the Broadway play Take Me Out has surfaced online, and considering he goes full frontal, people are shooketh. But he told Andy Cohen on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live after the show, being nude is no big deal.
Everybody makes such a big deal. It's a body.
Right.
That doesn't, once you see it, you realize it's not, whatever.
Your mom was like,
it's
just how I left it.
Yeah. He's like, it didn't grow at all. Okay.
That's true.
But it's not, I just have to not make it
true. But on the other hand, isn't it much better also when you feel good about your penis and you're doing it?
I would imagine so. I don't know. But I'm just kidding.
All right.
And in other breaking news, Duracell just announced they have discontinued D batteries. They have sold out all over.
Let me tell you, last night when this happened, Terry and Justin, first of all, this Broadway play has been nominated for Best Revival.
Yeah.
Jesse has been nominated for Best Performer, so congratulations. Mm-hmm. When you go to this play, they lock up your phones. Mm-hmm. But after the Tony nomination, somebody went in and leaked it and took a little camera and went up in there and put it out online, and it was all over. We lost it.
Girl, yeah, Jesse's publicist just won Best Cinematography for her work on this video.
I think that's who it was.
Oh, my God. By the way, just so you know, if I look like that on stage, if that was my one eye, really, I'd be posting that thing all over the place.
We didn't know Jesse had that up under. And you know people are calling.
My palms are sweating, by the way.
Just people are calling. Everyone. You know, excuse me. You know the guy from Grey's Anatomy? I want tickets to his play. The Grey's Anatomy guy. They don't even know his name.
They don't even know the name of the play.
They don't even know where it is. By the way, the greatest marketing strategy ever. Because, look, if his one eye really was not making an appearance, I don't think the streets would be talking about it like this.
But you know what? I want to say it is a really good play. It's a play about an interracial baseball player who comes out to his team. So what you're seeing, the purpose of the frontal nudity is the shower scene. And so that's what it's really
about.
And
that's the thing. Most actors who get involved in things where there is nudity like that, you want to do it in a way that's not exploitive, you know, and you want it to have meaning.
God.
And that's why he's comfortable. I mean, like he said he's comfortable. It's just a body. He's in a shower. He's being an actor.
Right.
He's not thinking about being naked.
But Terry, you're an actor.
Yes. So maybe that's why that's my take.
No, it's your take. No, it's your take.
Thank you, Terry.
But I really want to know, like, let's say you started a play and this was part of it where you showed, like, you know, your left nipple or maybe like a little fur here. Would you be upset if that's all people were talking about?
If all people were talking about? Well, that's certainly, I don't know if I'd be upset, but that certainly wouldn't be the intention. And I have done nudity, some of which I'm kind of sorry for, and some of which I had a reason
which
I did it.
Which one are you sorry for?
I'm not going to name the movie because I don't want anybody to go see it. But I'll tell you the one that I'm not sorry for, even though I don't think I was great and I don't think it was a great movie, but it was called Heaven's Prisoners with Alec Baldwin. And there was a scene
on the
balcony of this southern mansion. And there was some talk between the producers and everybody about should she be naked, should she be not naked, when I walk out on this balcony. And the character was so, like, bad and evil and powerful.
Yeah.
And she wanted Alec's character to see her naked. She wanted that to happen, and I felt like it was important.
But
so,
I thought
so
it was
I
a body
it.
Double. That was you?
No, that was me.
Ooh, girl! So,
wait, what movie was this? All right, y'all can see Terry's on Netflix right now.
And by the way, not good. They're not good.
No, like, it I was mean, good. You know,
we will be the judges.
No, it was good.
It was good.
It was good, Terry.
My point is...
Yes, ma'am.
I think actors make these kind of choices when they feel that being nude is integral to what they're doing as a character.
And you know what, Terry? Let's remember, the reason why he left Grey's Anatomy, he said he felt like Grey's Anatomy wasn't going to get picked up. He needed to do something to help boost his career. Well, honey, this done boosted and done propped up the career, okay?
Honey, he needed something to help pay for that child support, too. But let's be real, y'all. I mean, I got a surprise for you guys.
What?
I got us all tickets to go see Take Me Out, front row Lonnie, bring your binoculars.
Okay. You'll need the binoculars.
Lock up your phone, but not the binoculars.
Exactly.
Okay, so
you don't need binoculars.
For everybody who just wants to know, go on Twitter and hashtag Jesse Williams.
Yes,
and hit
it's
top.
There.
And you'll see everything.
Just be shocked, okay? Because we couldn't show it on TV, but it's all on Twitter, y'all.
Actually, don't do it at work, okay?
I know, we want y'all to keep
calling to work sick and unplug all your electronics. You're going to short them all out. Jessica and Justin on the red carpet at the Candy premiere last night.
Aww.
Jessica told Francesca how her kids nearly sabotaged their big night and what Justin got her for Mother's Day.
You and your hubby, Justin Timberlake, you all hit the carpet. You all just have this presence about you that's so warming, so endearing.
Oh,
was this
thanks.
A typical date night for you, Jessica?
Are you kidding me? I haven't been on a red carpet in like 3 years. I feel like, I hope I did that right. It's sort of like riding a bike, but also there's so much adrenaline pumping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels amazing to be out and, you know, sharing a glass of wine with my colleagues and my husband, and it's fun.
Yeah, how do you prepare for something like that, you know?
I mean, try to get a good night's sleep, which we didn't because our kids were up, of course,
yeah.
As, you know, every parent knows. Like, they know when you're trying to go out. They do, those kids.
They can sense it.
They can. Yeah. They really can.
And I would be remiss if I didn't wish you a happy belated Mother's Day. So I have to ask you, what did little Phineas and Silas and Justin do for you on your big day?
I got the most beautiful flowers, and he wrote me these beautiful cards. And then my kids made these incredible t-shirts, like decorated a t-shirt and wrote best mom in life, and a canvas bag with handprints and footprints. It was just so sweet and perfect.
Okay, she
put
is
put that thing
beautiful.
Away. We do not want to see this, okay? Tom went ahead and whipped it out too. Justin was there to support Jessica, and he took some photos, but he let her shine and didn't do interviews. Is that how you do it when you're an A-list couple? Do you just, like, stand back?
Well, and... okay, first of all, she was so beautiful and
crazy.
So real and so lovely, and they're one of those couples where I like that they are not really out front. You know, they have privacy, so they have mystery, and I think that's really cool. I
well,
respect
you know,
them a lot.
This is the thing, too, is that she was saying how hard it was. This was her first red carpet event since the pandemic, and she was, you know, questioning herself. She was wondering, was she good enough? How does she pose? And, you know, we know how frightful red carpets can be, but even after a pandemic, it's even worse.
It's not a real normal experience. I don't know. Nobody really wants to go be seen like that and talk about themselves over and over and over, but you do it to promote your movie and you do it because you want fans to be involved. And but it's a weird thing.
But
it's
think it was nice for him to just
to
take a picture with her and then let her shine, because
absolutely,
of course he's a bigger star right now.
Yeah, I think, by the way, if she was just an actress in this, I think he would have walked with her. But as a producer, you want your woman to be out there and do her thing and let her go. But Terry, you missed that whole shade.
What?
Lonnie just shaded me and it went right over your head. Lonnie said, you know how, you know, we know what a red carpet is like. We.
Yeah, because you don't know nothing about being on
we
the red.
We know.
You behind. You be asking me questions, bitch.
Yeah, like how you got here.
Okay.
What security guard did you sleep with to get past the...
Okay, kids, it's okay.
He don't know nothing about... This is you. This
Candy is streaming now on Hulu. We'll have more with a real star,
Stick
Jessica, later in the show. And by the way, you sit next to me. Why are you here? Taylor Swift likes to sing about her exes. So help somebody else out.
Let me help out
that wig. Let me help out that wig. But her man, Joe Alwyn, wants to keep their relationship very private. He told GQ Hype, I think because the precedent was set that our choice is to be private and not feed the side of things. You know, the more you do that, hopefully the more that intrusiveness and intrigue drops off. I agree with that. I feel like, you know, the media is like a puppy. If you feed the puppy too much table food, it ain't gonna want the kibble. You know what I mean? But if you give it just a little bit here and there, it's like a treat for them, and they'll act right. Do you get that?
I do get that. And sort of what I was saying about Jessica and Justin, that there are these, you know, there's like, I feel like Ryan and Blake are like that. Like Goldie and Kurt or like that, like that they know how to be big celebrities and give you enough, but then they're very private.
I don't know.
And I like that.
I think this dude is doing this because he doesn't either, okay, it's one or two things. Either he doesn't want people to think that he's just with her because she's a bigger star, or either the fans are always going to check him. Especially the Swifties. That's what I think. So I think that's why they're kind of like keeping it low key. Now she has written a song per, you know, her hinting, and Ed Sheeran was on a radio program saying that Gorgeous was really about him. So I think that there's a balance there, but I think because his star is still kind of rising, he doesn't necessarily want to be put out there with her.
And I'm just playing, you know, because this happens sometimes. You meet someone and you realize that it's so sacred and so worth protecting that you keep it to yourself until you fully figure it out.
It's been 5 years. How long is it going to take?
Look,
they've
as
been
long
together
as,
5 years.
By the way, Jamie Foxx hid Katie Holmes in that closet for that,
we
7
know,
plus.
You can't compare those two. That's apples and oranges,
why not?
Justin. That's apples and oranges.
Why not?
For this. Yes,
I'm
you
just
know
saying,
why.
I'm just saying, sometimes when you meet someone and you have played the game of giving your relationships to the press and writing songs about them and doing little Easter eggs,
look, just
this
your
is real.
Argument right there. He kept it. Jamie kept it out of the press. They still broke up. So it don't matter.
It doesn't matter, but you had 7 good years without any interference. I think for him, look, she's the biggest star. Let's be real.
Yeah.
If she was like, go ahead and talk about this, he would do it.
See, but that's why you need me here to break stuff down and for Terry to agree with me. That's why I'm here. Don't forget that. We got Tiffany waiting. Come on. Let's bring my girl
After
in.
The break,
I'm
Tiffany
sure
Haddish
she's...
is joining us live to chat about Jesse Williams. We'll have her take on the Jesse Gate when we come
on,
back.
Come on, Tiff. Finish that cereal.
She's gone to lunch by now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our next guest is an hilarious actress, comedian, and Grammy winner. It's our good friend, Tiffany Haddish, everybody.
Tiff.
Good morning.
All right, we are going to start with the most important thing. We need your thoughts on Jesse Williams.
First of all, I don't like how y'all looking at my man like that out here goggling and Googling over my man. That's my book. Stop it. Okay, we've been in a relationship for one day now. I'm about to be at the play holding up reflectors and checking phone. Y'all got me messed up, okay?
Tiffany, you're okay? Crazy. Tiffany, you know, you are an actress. Would you ever do nudity? Would you ever strip down?
It has to be some real good pay, and it really got to make a lot of sense. I mean, my body banging, though, so if I did it, it would break the internet, that's for sure.
It would definitely.
That's for sure. I would break the internet, and you know, scientists would want to study my perfection over here, like, ooh, let me see how God did it. That's what would happen if I got butt naked out here. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I got to go to this play. Justin, when we going to the play?
Girl, I'm down. I got a flight on Delta, girl. We're leaving tonight at 7 p.m.
Too much.
Look, I got some hours on a private jet. We can leave right after you finish the show, okay?
Look.
You rolling with us? Your man going to let you roll, Lonnie?
I will literally just, like, throw that line up, and Lonnie and I will just zip to you, okay? You don't even have to stop.
You know what?
Let's get out of here.
We are here to talk about your children's book. Though, Tiffany, so we want to get to that.
Don't Jesse got kids? I'm gonna send Jesse some his kids a book or two with a little note in there from Auntie Tiff. We gonna send his kids Layla the Last Black Unicorn. Yes, we do.
Tell us about Layla the Black Unicorn.
Layla the Last Black Unicorn is a book that I wrote. It's inspired by my childhood and how different I was and how hard it was for me to fit in. Mm-hmm. But realizing that, you know, my differences can be my wins, and it can help others. And so I wanted to share that with kids. Also, growing up, I didn't see too many books by black female authors. So I thought this was a good way to start, you know, kicking that door open, even though there are a lot of books out by black female authors now.
Yes.
Because I was a kid a very long time ago, but I figured I'd join the club.
Yeah. And this is part of a 3-book deal that you have for children's books. Why did you want to do children's book, Tiff?
Because I have a lot of fans that are children's. And that's children's. Oh, I can't
speak. We got it.
We were still thinking about Jesse. Come on, but we gonna keep it. Okay.
Yeah, it's too early for me, but I have a lot of fans of the youth, and I wanted to create content for them because, you know, most of my content is adult content. You know, I'm here for the grown-ups, mm-hmm. but I care about the kids too, and they deserve to have something as well.
Speaking of your child,
and Lonnie, I wasn't eating cereal. I was eating soup.
At
8 o'clock in the morning.
At 8 o'clock in the morning. That's why she's so healthy.
That's rich.
You know.
It's cabbage soup. I'm trying to, like, get that body right so I could be butt naked. Now, let me stop. Just playing. I'm just playing.
You know what? I'm going to dare you to do something. When I'm on the Emmys red carpet, I want to see you walk down that thing with that purple ensemble that little Kim wore with the nipple pasty when Diana Ross did this at the VMAs.
You remember that dress?
You should bring that dress back.
Yeah, I remember that, and I will do it.
See, that's what I'm talking about. This is the thing about Tiffany. Tiffany, I just saw you last Saturday at the Kevin Hart Netflix is a Joke brunch. What did you think about that and holding together, you know, the comedy community and what he's doing for comedy?
I think that was beautiful. First of all the comedians that was there, it was great to see everyone. It was kind of like a little class reunion.
Yeah.
But what Kevin is doing for the industry and for comedians is amazing. And I love that. Like, I'm all about, you know, opening that door and creating opportunity for others. And, you know, me and Kevin, we've been doing that for years. So to see him do it in a bigger way, even bigger way, is inspiring and exciting.
Now, I have to also ask you, I'm not a comedian, but I'm a big fan of Dave Chappelle's. And I was like, oh, snap. What was going through your mind when you saw that video?
When I saw that video, I was like, oh, that man, I know he hurting right now because he should have never did that.
Okay.
I don't know why people think comedians is punks. You gonna get beat up.
Right?
Don't play with us.
Yeah. Because I think what happened with Will Smith and Chris Rock, that was like, you know, it was in front of a world stage, and I think he was taken off guard, didn't think it would happen. But you come to a regular comedy club, no.
Cousins are there. We got cousins there.
Yeah. Hey, Lonnie, remember doing the hop in Lakewood back in the day? Remember doing the hop?
Yeah.
In Scrancho? Man, they used to be putting hands on you. Don't play with us.
Yeah. See what don't people don't understand.
I don't believe in violence.
We don't. We don't condone
it. I don't believe in violence, but violence will happen.
We will protect ourselves, okay? Oh, my goodness.
I'm about protection.
Wait, let me bring it back to your childhood real quick, okay? Because there was a girl who bullied you at the tetherball pool. Her name was Keosha.
Keosha, yeah.
If you could talk to Keosha right now, one-on-one, live on the show, what would you tell Keosha now from Grammy Award winning, multi-millionaire.
Let them know.
Tiffany LaQuandra Haddish.
LaQuandra.
I would say, Keosha, I hope that you are happy working at that little job you got in that little car that you driving with that little dead leg you got. You know, I get it. You didn't like me growing up, but a lot of people like me now.
And
so you can be over there with the haters and keep watching and spending money on my movies my books
and
my TV shows, my clothing line that's about to come out. And you can keep following and watching all the things that I'm doing and just know.
Let me tell you, we started, Tiffany, this is what's amazing about this country and about a Black woman like yourself, is that you can start in the foster care system.
Yeah.
And then look at you now. Did you ever think while you were a young girl that you would be where you are right now?
Lonnie, I am literally sitting in a house that I used to walk past as a young girl and say, that's my house.
Wow.
That's my house. I bought that house. I bought this house off the internet. Because that was my dream to, like, that's my house. And I got it, right? Like, everything I've ever wanted, for the most part, there's a few things, you know, there's a few things I don't have, but I've achieved it. Did I think it was gonna happen? I wasn't sure, never was sure, but always put the work in to get to it, you know? And honestly, I wish Keosha all the joy and happiness she can handle, because she was obviously an unhappy child.
That's why right.
She did what she did.
Tiffany, you said you were gonna reveal something to us
when
we're doing the break.
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, that Jesse's my boyfriend.
You guys, pick up.
Jesse Williams is my boyfriend as of 1 hour ago. He don't even know it yet. He got on my wish list.
Oh my God, you guys.
I think he's in a relationship, but I'm not sure.
Make sure you pick up.
Even if I'm not as tight, we together. Even if I'm not as tight, we together.
Okay, I got you.
Oh my God. By the way, you guys, you can pick up Layla, the Last Black Unicorn, out now. And you can also check out Tiffany in the remake of Fatal Attraction, coming out now, starring she and Jesse Williams. It'll be on Netflix. I will
love
be producing.
You, Tim. Good job.
Jesse, you know you're gonna be in that movie with me too. Come on now, don't play.
Driving you around to go stalk his ass. Be like, hey, go, I got you. I'm gonna call you.
I love it. We so messy. I love it.
We
messy.
Are so messy.
Up next from our night out with Jessica and Justin, how TGJ, what really feels looking like a wife. We gotta get out of here. Plus, we have an exclusive interview with Denzel Washington.
But it's
the life advice we all need to hear. We'll be right back. Thanks, Tiff.
Thank you.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We have more with Jessica Biel And girl, she is going to the dark side.
Uh-oh.
In Candy, she plays a suburban housewife who murders her best friend. And I'm not going to tell you why, because I don't want to ruin it. But she told Francesca where she got her inspo and what Justin thought of her wild
look. It's a true story.
I'm just endlessly fascinated by these, you know, human moments where human beings get pushed to the edge. And I really believe that we're all capable of anything and everything. Like, that phrase, never say never, is really very true. And I'm just always wondering, like, am I capable of something as horrible as that? And I like to put my feet in those shoes and sort of walk around a little bit.
We were friends.
Swinging an axe 41 times. That ain't easy.
She knows.
What was it like preparing for something like this?
I think just really tapping into some of the themes that were alive in Candy and Betty's lives at that time, which is guilt and shame and rage and repression and, you know, inability to communicate. Like, I felt all of those at one point in my life.
What did Justin think about your wig in the show being compared to his boy band hairstyle when he would be like, it's gonna be me?
They did look so similar, you know? And then he was like, well, wait a minute, you kind of look like my mom from the 80s. And I said, I kind of look like my grandmother from the 80s. The perms were big. I had a perm.
I was thinking to start up a children's choir.
Teach children to be louder.
Was it odd at all, you know, when you would have your love scenes or just in general when you would be, you know, with your husband in the show? Are those ever difficult for him to watch, for you to watch on him, vice versa?
For me, I hate it more than anything. I don't want to see them. I make him warn me, like, do you kiss anyone? Do you do anything? Like, I cannot. I hate it so much. He's like, that's hot. That's sexy. He loves it.
I love Melanie.
Yeah. Candy is streaming now on Hulu, but how would you feel seeing James do a sex scene?
I don't care.
You don't?
It's the least sexy thing in the world.
I know.
To do a makeout scene in front of
the whole crew. Because we know how it's made. We know how it's done. He doesn't.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
Honey. No. I saw Mr. and Mrs. Smith one too many times, honey, and I'm not seeing the sequel happen, okay? So if my man is having a sex scene with somebody, you need a body double, what's up? I got this wig right here. Is she an Autumn Brown? I got a blonde one in here, too. Because, you know, I'm going to do it.
Oh,
I will
no.
jump in the scene.
It's a professional way of doing it.
You've
done them.
Yeah, it just could not be less sexy. I don't know how to, there's people around, you're all concerned with where, you know, I mean, you like roll over, but you got to make sure you're exactly in the right spot so the camera, I mean, there's just nothing.
It's
yeah.
a lot of technicality.
Yeah.
Justin. Eye contact, mister. Eye contact right here.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
Speaking of eye contact, honey, let's talk about some Denzel.
Ew.
He has been involved with the Boys and Girls Club of America for more than 60 years now.
Damn.
We spent the day with him at their national conference, and he told us how the organization changed his life.
The things it was doing, you didn't realize it was doing. Mm-hmm. It was just like we were just running around having fun. We didn't, you know, if somebody said, oh, you're gonna go there and learn lessons and be productive, I probably didn't wanna go. But you did learn lessons and you learned how to be productive while having fun and meeting all kinds of different people from all walks of life.
And as inspired leaders, I say thank you because you have earned and accepted that role.
I just said thank you because they're doing the real, like I said, heavy lifting. There's a saying, without commitment, you'll never start. Without consistency, you'll never finish. And they're consistent. And that's what these young people need, consistency in their lives. You know, someone they can rely on every day.
As a 60-some-odd-year member of the Boys and Girls Club, I promise to stand by you.
So my role as National Youth of the Year, I get to empower the youth of America in so many ways. I want to help everyone at the club, and especially the youth who need it the most, and just make sure that they're on the right track. So I just plan to bring back all that knowledge, acknowledgement that, you know, that I got here, and just create that for them.
And tell them Denzel Washington's your favorite actor.
Yes, and tell them Denzel Washington is our favorite.
He's the best actor ever.
And he's the best actor
ever. I would never say that, but you can say that.
But I can say that. 100%.
Yes, 100%.
He is the best actor out there. And to give back like this is very, very important. Mm-hmm. And with his... See, we as actresses, we do this. We put ourselves and put ourselves on platforms to give exposures. Like, I do it for the Girl Scouts. You know, do you work with any organizations?
Yeah, Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
See, we do this, Justin, because it gives more platform and exposure. So one day you... we'll be able to do that.
She's talking about a good thing, but I do see the shade happening this time.
You picked it up, right, Terry?
I'm starting to understand the dynamic. Yes.
There you go, Terry.
It's good that I'm here, though. I think it's good to make sure it doesn't get out of control.
You are always.
I'm the referee.
You.
They're going to give me yellow flags.
Yes. I'm going to start. And we are happy that you are learning. Terry, I just want to point something out and to those at home. Jose, can I get a close up on this thing right here? I don't know if I'm going to make it today, too, so I want to celebrate one day, okay?
I just want people to know.
I went one day without cursing on air.
I'm trying to get him to curse, because we have a bet, so.
Yes, you this close to making me come out of this pocket.
Oh, it's going to happen.
To learn more about the Boys and Girls Club of America, visit bgca.org. Up next is Zac Efron ready to become a daddy and tips on where I can order an ovary if that's the case.
Oh, here we go.
Plus, Kelly and Snoop hit the stage together. What had Snoop in shock? Stick around.
Ew!
The winner of NBC's American Song Contest was revealed last night.
Uh-oh.
And shocking, it was not Michael Bolton.
Say what?
We caught up with her, Alexa, hot off her win, and spoke to Kelly and Snoop about what's next.
The dank and poke the drink and watch your stank, cause doggies on the cake.
And it was like such a cool dream for all of us to just be on stage with him performing. He's so rad and seriously just like the coolest guy ever and such a gentleman. So I would love to work with him, but it was really fun to get to come out and sing.
254 points, oh my God!
That means Oklahoma is the first ever winner of American Song Contest. Congratulations to Alexa!
I was shocked, but at the same time, she had great performances every time she hit the stage. K-pop is a big genre. Her fans supported her, and she's a great performer. So it is what it is. You know, I feel like the best person won, the best song won. Then America came in and did their thing.
I was lost for words. I was truly lost for words. But you know, you don't know for sure yet because there were still other states left. And then when those got revealed and I was revealed as that person, I just burst into tears and my mom was just holding so hard to my arm and she started crying and it was just, I'm so grateful to have my staff and family members and friends that were on the bank account with me.
I am gonna celebrate by putting my children to bed and then going to bed myself because I have work in the morning, so I have another job, so so I am gonna do that. And that's about it. It's not exciting, it's not. This is 40.
Oh, she said, this is 40. I heard that, Kelly. And K-pop is doing their thing. Oklahoma, congratulations. Mm-hmm. That K-pop is no joke.
Lady Gaga is shaking in her boots.
Ooh.
Girl, I'm scared, too. Coming up, we're helping you take on summer in style. The fashion trends you've got to get right now.
Meow.
Whether you're chilling poolside or lounging on the beach, make sure you vacation in style. And here to show us how is Claire Somers, CEO and founder of the one and only Fashion Bomb Daily.
Hi. So good to be here.
I mean, hot girl summer is here. So let's just start with the beachwear.
Let's start with the beachwear. So first we have Kiana.
Ooh.
Okay, aren't we feeling this? Ooh. Okay, so cutouts is a huge summer trend. And this swimsuit is by Kiva J Swimwear. This fits all sizes. I actually have this in black. I've worn this on vacay. And of course you need to cover up with the sarong. The sarong is by Fina Well. Don't you just love the color?
I do love the color. And you know, a lot of my friends don't like to wear bathing suit tops because they might be bigger breasted. But you said that this fits every
body type, every bust size. I've tried all these looks on. I know that they work for all bust sizes. And so she looks beautiful. These shoes are a steal. They're only $98. They're by Sibji Co. And they're comfortable, which is always important just in life, but especially.
actually on vacation.
Yeah.
And let's get into this hat, okay?
I love the hat.
What do we always want to say when we're on vacation? Do not disturb. And this hat by Eugenia Kim, it says that. It says everything you want to say without saying a word. And this is the only accessory I think you need for vacation.
Okay, so like, look. Let's say we're not going on Hot Girl Summer. Let's say we're going with family. We want to show a little less skin. What do we do next?
What do we do next? We do a monokini. And I love a monokini. It's a one-piece swimsuit. But Ooh. It has this bold little cutout in case you want to show a little skin.
I love it.
And Sierra has actually worn this. She flexed on the gram in this exact swimsuit. It's by Kiva J Swimwear. And a swimsuit goes with a cover-up, just like peanut butter and jelly. This cover-up is by Sai Sanko. And twirl for us. This is Jennifer.
Oh, you know, I love that you can see the bathing suit through the cover.
You can see. Yeah, so you'll be covered up. You can button this up if you want a little bit more coverage. But I think this is fabulous, and you'll feel and look like a goddess in
it. Oh, I love it. Let's talk about going from day to night, because a lot of times when you're on that boat mm-hmm. or you're on that excursion, you don't yes. have time to go back and change.
You don't have time.
You just got to be ready.
Yes. So here we have Jasmine, and she is wearing one of my favorite. This is by J. Jolly. It's a jumpsuit.
This is
and
cute.
I love jumpsuits because it's just one stop, easy dressing. I love this citrusy color. Slightly sheer, so this could be a cover-up, or you can wear it out at night. Gabrielle Union has worn this exact jumpsuit. She has it in orange, and let's get into this bag. The ultimate elevated straw bag here by Petit Courage. It looks small, but you can fit a book, magazine, so many things in this little bag. And of course, a pair of flats. These are by Civ G Co, and they're breast cancer awareness flats. So a portion of the proceeds go to charity, so you can look
cute.
Good while doing good. Yes.
I'm speechless because you know what? It is really hard to pack for vacations.
Yes.
And I don't want to break the bank.
Yeah, you don't want to break the bank. And one thing that's important to do, if we can see all the models together, is to kind of stick to a color scheme. So everything goes together. You know, we have some of the colors picked up in the skirt, but this is all like a cohesive look. So stick to a color scheme when
you're
packing.
Color scheme is one thing, but if you're shopping on a budget, I want to stick to a budget.
On a budget.
What are some of your tricks for that?
Well, you know, a lot of these looks are under $100. All of the swimsuits are under $100. All of the accessories are under $100. So these are budget-friendly looks right here. And the most important thing, I think, when shopping for vacation looks is to be confident. So try everything on and make sure you look and feel good when you're out on the beach.
Yes, and if you're going to order something online, I always get an extra size.
Yeah, get a few sizes.
Get a few sizes.
So you can try it on,
you know,
and make sure.
Yeah, most people have free returns. Thank you, Zara. Well, thank you, Claire. That was amazing. And for
thank
all
you.
Things fashion, check out fashionbombdaily.com. It's one of my daily reads.
Oh, thank you.
Coming up, Adele's secret obsession and who just admitted to having 4 nipples. The crazy things we uncovered about Lonnie next. We are counting down to Sunday's Billboard Music Awards.
Ow!
And we're gonna see how well you know this year's finalists.
Oh,
it's time to play some trivia.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Which finalist admitted he has 4 nipples? He is currently in a wild relationship. That's your hint.
Oh, I almost.
Lonnie.
Harry Styles.
Oh, I was gonna
Harry Styles it is, everybody. Yes.
I got the next one. You got the next one. Okay.
All right. This singer once threw herself a Titanic theme 30th birthday party. It's another Brit that has a lot of money to throw.
A Titanic.
Her album titles.
Yes.
Adele.
Is it Adele? It's Adele!
You got
You're
it!
You're so sweet. You let
and
me
per Lonnie's
well.
Request, we showed a skinny photo of Adele.
Thank you.
She's
okay.
Being nice.
All right, it's 1-1.
You are the worst host.
This singer got college credit for her time on a competition show. Hint, she's married to a former hockey player and does the theme to NBC's Lonnie Love.
Carrie Underwood.
Is it Carrie Underwood? Show white J-Lo yesterday.
Oh, come on, Carrie.
All right. This singer got fired after his first DJ gig. Who is it?
Your daddy.
Ooh. Hint, his stage name is Out of This World.
His stage name is Out of This World.
He has done the Super Bowl. Beyonce stole the Super Bowl from him.
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, everybody.
Thank
those
you.
Those are good hints.
Right?
Those
I'm giving you good hints.
All right. All right.
Terry, you can come back.
No, I can't.
This artist ran Nicki Minaj fan accounts before he was famous.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hint, he had a song.
Lil Nas X.
Is it? The Little Nas of the House of X. Yes, it is.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Terry, this one's worth 3 points. You can tie the game right now.
No, I can't.
You got this one. Terry, this pop singer admitted to writing One Direction fan fiction. Hint, you also know her from High School Musical, the musical, the series.
I have, like, guesses, but I don't
know. Just guess.
Just guess it, Terry.
Guess. Come on.
Selena Gomez? No.
Show me the photo.
That's not right.
Oh! It's Olivia Rodrigo, everybody!
Yeah. Okay, right.
Lonnie wins nothing. What? But you guys win.
Lonnie wins everything.
But you guys win because you can catch the Billboard Music Awards this Sunday on 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
Hosted by Diddy.
Uh-huh. And we'll also have a pre-show coverage right here on E! Starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern.
It's gonna be good.
Up next, are you ready to get back with an ex? You gotta hear what Drew Barrymore has to say. We'll be right back.
You did good.
Meanwhile, I'll be going to music school to learn about
Just walk on.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
There was a lot of controversy with the song. A lot of people misunderstood the song. A lot of people think the song was just about big asses. That's not what the song is about.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
The song is kind of the flip-flop of what you see in every Budweiser commercial in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's like the little skinny blonde thing is not the only thing that we being black men, consider beautiful. You know, and that's what Baby Got Back is all about. It's the alternative.
That song was released 30 years ago, and...
Wow.
Fun fact, Terry, Lonnie was one of those background dancers. That's actually her right in between, right there. That's her.
You go.
Yeah.
That was 30 years ago, Terry.
Awesome.
Terry.
I had back.
Yeah.
Now that back
you
is flat, honey.
Still.
All she got is a cardboard now. Drew Barrymore says there's no man worth crawling back into her life. Oh. She had some strong words for her exes on her show.
None of my exes are interested, and there's nothing there. They're all like bird carcasses.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, all the relationships in my past are like, there's nothing left. There's nothing to revisit.
You picked all the meat off.
It's like vultures flying over, and they're like, nothing to eat here. Move it along, boys.
Wait, first of all, can we say congratulations to Ross Matthews?
Yes.
He got married this weekend. It was revealed on People. And I just want to tell him, congratulations, my friend. I'm very happy for him. He's now a doctor's wife.
Yes.
Wow.
And he also never has to go back to those carcasses that the Drew Barrymore was talking about. Another person that was talking about this and who agreed with this was Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ooh.
You know, Drew Show posted the clip with the question, would you ever get back together with an ex? And Gwyneth replied, I'm good. Shout out to comments by celebs who pointed that out for us. Do you have any exes worth revisiting?
Oh, I'm worse than bird carcasses. My exes are like, they went through the incinerator, they sent me back the ashes, I drove out to Malibu in my VW bus and spread them out in the ocean. That's where mine are.
That's so nice of you. I would have just threw mine right down the toilet. Where
No. I wanted them to drift off to happiness.
Oh,
yeah.
Justin, it's got to be somebody you would go back to.
Oh, there's only one. It's only one, and I wouldn't fully go back to him. I would just want him to see what he's missing out on. And I would want to, like, maybe get a little nasty one more time.
One more time. Yeah.
But I don't think he's ready for that.
Yeah.
What about you?
The only person would be my high school boyfriend. Because I don't know where he is. And so I know that he's probably been watching me on television. So I would like to see, you know.
You want to know. You want to know what he thinks.
Yeah. Let's see.
Well, I also want to know what you think about this. Can we do the honors, Tom?
Here we go.
I have made it to day two without swearing live on air.
Yeah.
And I want to thank everyone for supporting me through this endeavor.
I'm here with my
We've
flags.
We've got 40 more days to go, so keep watching because it's Justin Sylvester, and we know how he is.
Yeah.
And I just need one little day for you.
Well, you guys.
One little day.
Keep watching, as Lonnie said. We'll be back tomorrow.
We're hanging out with Rebel Wilson, Cheryl Burke. We'll see y'all later. Have a good day.